Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
As he was coming to Jericho, notice God is on his way to Jericho. This is the same place where the walls came down. It is also the same territory where Jesus was tempted of the enemy for 40 days and for 40 nights. It's in the plains of Jericho. So in one instance, Joshua had to walk around the walls seven times and really make sure he obeyed God's word, his instructions to the T, if he was going to see the walls come down. And Jesus comes into the same plains of Jericho, and he's in that plain, and this is where he went, glory to God, the wilderness of Jericho, when he was tempted of the enemy for 40 days and for 40 nights. And the scripture says, Satan says, if you be the Son of God, command the stones to be made bread. But guess what? He followed the instructions of God.
Bishop Clark says, God's promise to you is that he will be there with you every step of the way, and that he will work if you do the work. God doesn't make mistakes, and it's time we took him at his word.
While he's in the same region, he defeated the devil, but he goes back to Jericho because he had an assignment. There was a certain blind man. His name is not even relevant, because this text, it should speak to many people who are walking around blind today. Or you would say, well, I can see, Bishop. Can you? Can you really see? But just because we have physical eyesight don't mean we see.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark talks about how it's time to let God know you're ready to receive his promises and live a fulfilled life. Grab your Bibles and let's turn to Luke chapter 18. Verses 35 through 43, as Bishop Clark begins the message, Positioned for the Promise.
And the word of the Lord reads like this, Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road, begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he cried out saying, Jesus, you can go ahead and say that name, Jesus, Son of David. How many of you know we're going to need mercy in the new year? Have mercy on me. Then those who were with him or went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately, say it with me, immediately, he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, the witnesses, when they saw it, they began to praise our God. Can somebody say amen? You've seen some good things. Let's give God praise for it now. Ah, Lord. From the subject tonight, positioned for the promise. What do you mean? How can a blind man be positioned? Whatever condition you're in, stop looking at it. I say you're positioned for the promise. Father, think through my mind and speak through these lips, these dusty lips, this dusty frame as an oracle. Into the hearts and into the minds of your people, to those who are watching from around the world who need direction in their lives, who feel like because there's impotency and weakness that there's no way you can show up. But Father, I thank you for hope through this message and direction. Thank you that cycles are being broken and liberty is being released captives are being released. The opening of the blinded eyes and the deaf ears will be unstopped. For in the wilderness, waters shall break out. Thank you for a flow, Father, and I give you praise for it. Have your way in this place, and we will give you the thanks and the praise. Father, we bind any satanic interference, and we thank you for the liberty that only comes through the Holy Spirit. Do it now, and we will give you glory. In Jesus' name. Come on, say amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, minstrels. And thank you so much, worship team. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I believe it's time to say out with the old. What is the caveat? That's not the caveat. What is the warning? If you don't give, that's what caveat means, like a warning. If you don't give the old up, you'll never get the new. So out with the old. It's a necessity. God does not put new wine into old wineskins. Out with the old, in with the new. Out with the old calendar and old news. And old stale memories. And old sour grapes. And bittersweet fruit. Out with it. Out with old hurts. Out with the scars. And the old dreams and broken promises. And in with new moments. New experiences. God wants a brighter day to break forth in your life, and fresh new occurrences are on their way, and new depths or levels of healing will take place in the new year. Acute treatment, adequate treatment for former terrifying moments that occurred in your life. Out with the old and in with the new. Out with the old paradigm and in with the new, fresh perspective. It's time to let God know that you are ready to receive the promises of God. Let me say it again. It's time for you to let God know that you're ready to receive what he's already preordained for your life. Do you not know that there are people under the sound of my voice that have not prepared themselves for what God has in store for them? You're holding on to what you lost and what happened to you so tight. You haven't been able to open up your heart for what he's trying to get to you. So let him know in your praise, and let him know in your prayer time, and let him know in your worship, and let him know how you're receiving this word, in how you're receiving this word, that you are ready for the new. You're ready for his promises. You're ready to live a fulfilled life. You're ready to move beyond the glass being half full to a very full, a full jar of joy and glory and praise. God's promises are yea and amen, and he wants to get them to you. He wants to be your God every step of the way. God is not just about the end result. He wants you to know him throughout the journey. Glory to God. Some people want to show up when God fixes it, but he wants to be there as he's fixing it. He wants you to be aware of his presence as he manufactures. God doesn't make mistakes, and you're not a mistake. Amen. I know circumstances would like to tell you that you're a mistake, but you're not a mistake. And what's going on in your life is not a mistake. God is working it out. They may have meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The devil may have set an agenda to destroy you and stop you from working, but God is working in it. That's that mindset that you need. The growth mindset says, I want to make sure that I'm paying attention to the things of God. And while on the journey to get where he wants me to be, I'm paying attention. And every time he does something in my life, I'm adding to my resources. I'm applying what I learn every step of the way. I'm not waiting for it to be over to shout. I'm applying what I learn every single day. I'm not waiting to the end of a year to then say it all worked out. But on the first day of the year, if he says, I need you to do this, that, or the other, I'm going to start applying it to my life. And I'll let God worry about the end result. I'm just going to do what he promised or what he told me to do. I want to talk about the duality or the dualistic or bicameral event here in Luke chapter 18. There's a bicameral event here. There are two things that I'm going to show you in this passage. Again, Luke chapter 18 and verse 35. When it happened, as he was coming to Jericho, notice God is on his way to Jericho. This is the same place where the walls came down. It is also the same territory where Jesus was tempted of the enemy for 40 days and for 40 nights. It's in the plains of Jericho. So in one instance, Joshua had to walk around the walls seven times and really make sure he obeyed God's word, his instructions to the T, if he was going to see the walls come down. And then Jesus comes into the same, and Joshua actually means salvation. And Jesus comes into the same plains of Jericho. And he's in that plain, and this is where he went, glory to God, the wilderness of Jericho, when he was tempted of the enemy for 40 days and for 40 nights. And the scripture says, Satan says, if you be the Son of God, command the stones to be made bread. But guess what? He followed the instructions of God, even in the word, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. While he's in the same region, he defeated the devil, but he goes back to Jericho because he had an assignment. There was a certain blind man. His name is not even relevant. Because this text, it should speak to many people who are walking around blind today. Well, you would say, well, I can see, Bishop. Can you? Can you really see? But just because we have physical eyesight don't mean we see. The Bible said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see. In other words, if your heart is clouded, there's some things you won't be able to see about God. So the more pure your heart is in a situation, the clearer you will be able to see the move of God, the plan of God, the will of God, the might of God, and how God loves you while he's working you, working things out in your life. Can somebody say amen? This certain blind man is sitting down by the roadside. Guess what he's doing? He's begging. He's begging. In other words, if I don't get some coins from y'all, I'm not going to be able to make it. I won't eat tonight. And he got into this cycle that says, I'm blind, and if I don't beg, I won't have any sustenance. Well, don't pick at him yet, because some of us have settled into our issues. And we're begging for people to pay attention to us. Our face is so solemn, we want people to say, is everything all right? Because somehow, some way in that exchange, we'll be able to release that beggar spirit out to see if there was somebody that can show us some kindness. I'm here to tell you that day is coming to an end. God is about to break a cycle in your life that you've been in for many years. Look at verse 36. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. In other words, he heard commotion. He can't see it, but he can hear it. And this is what God told me to tell you. Even if you can't see what's coming, you ought to thank him that you can hear this word. Because it's through the word that your spirit is going to open up. And I'm even now putting in the atmosphere, Abba, Thah, be open. If you don't have all of it, can you just hear? Before there was a written word, there was a voice. Glory to God. And some people want to say, you got to see everything. You don't have to see anything. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Before you see him, you need to get this word, because the word will help things to open up in your life. He heard the multitude passing by, and he asked, what does this mean? What is all the commotion? I can't see it, but I hear the commotion. They said, Jesus of Nazareth. That man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. So immediately he heard some things about Jesus. He began to cry out, oh, God, have mercy on me. Well, he's desperate. He doesn't care about who's looking at it. Some of us care about who's watching us. We got to be smooth, calm, and collective about everything. We don't know, want anybody in our business, but guess what? They already know your business. They already know your business, and you know it even better. We got to get past this self-promoting pride that has locked us down all year long to a place of desperation in the new year. I thought COVID would break the church. But what it did is isolated us and pushed us into these little homes and into these little cubby holes, into these attitudes where we don't want no one in our business. But let me tell you something about God. God has a way of breaking everybody down to a place of desperation. This man is in a place of desperation. The Bible says he began to cry out, not just casually saying it. And I believe God is looking for a group of men and women who are willing to cry out to him and give him glory and praise, but cry out in desperation. I need you to fix some stuff in me, in my family, in my house, in my community, in my church. I can't do it on my own. I need you to do it for me. And if you cry out, you're going to move God. Notice he's blind. Here's point number one. You've got to get to a point where you get tired of not seeing anything. You've got to get to a point in your life that you say, I'm tired of not seeing. I'm tired of being in this state where I can't see anything. Blindness here represents this condition of being tired of not seeing nothing or anything. We should all want to see clearer. We all should want to have vision in our lives. For where there is no vision, the people perish. And where there is no revealer of truth, the people perish. And where there is no Zophnath-Paneah that has vision for the future, that can interpret dreams, the people perish. And when there is no interpreter of a vision, the people perish. When there's no one that can hear the languages of the community and then translate it to the real cry of the community, the people perish. When there is no father that has vision for his household, the people perish. When there's somebody that's always emotional but can't see the plan of God, people will perish. We must get out of this self-blindedness, this blindedness where we start getting frustrated because we can't see. And we got to say, I'm tired of not being able to see anything. And if you get to that point, you're going to move God. And he's the one that can open things up so you can see everything. The dusty frustration of not seeing is before us. Notice this man is by the roadside begging. And I've been to Palestine, and this is a dusty road. There is no paved road here. So as people come by, you see dust clouds. And I can see it right now. Almost all year long, many of us have been sitting by the roadside or sitting by the pathway hoping something would come, but dust has filled our lungs and blocked us from seeing clearly. Glory to God. Everything seems to be dusty. Everything seems to be dusty. In the house is dusty. On the job is dusty. And if you don't have a prayer life, guess what? You'll even see your church as dusty. Well, we should have some dust mops. And we should have some way of cleaning the atmosphere, because if you complain about dust, guess what? You may be releasing it. The atmosphere in the church is set, glory to God, by the people who come to church. And guess what? We can clean the dust in our homes, in our community, and in our church if we'll learn how to let God be God in the situation. I'm tired of not seeing. There's some dusty frustrations that I believe God wants to speak to tonight. I'm tired of not seeing and not knowing. And this is one thing that really pushes people to the prophetic, because they want to see and know. But there's some things God doesn't necessarily want you to see. He doesn't want you to see everything, because if you can see it all, you won't have any faith. And see, it is the faith in us that pleases God, not knowing what tomorrow holds. Right? God didn't want you to know everything about what he's going to do, and he has not shown me everything that he wants to do in the new year. But this I know, he's God. And neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, or anything that you will face will be able to separate us from the love of God. These dusty frustrations are creeping into our lives. Future events. Tomorrow seems to be hidden from us. Treasures that are in our tomorrow seems to be hidden. Potential struggles and setbacks and frightening events, possibilities in the future seems to lock us in this mold of not knowing or not seeing. But you got to get tired of not seeing. And then cry out in desperation to the Lord, God, I need you to help me. Glory to God. Look at verse 39. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out much the more. Now notice, this man is by the roadside begging. Is he in the right place at the right time, or is he in the wrong place at the wrong time? He's at the right place at the right time, right? But he's blind, right? He's blind, but he's at the right place at the right time. He's blind and at the right place at the right time. He's blind. Yet God has positioned him there. Now, I don't know if it's the routine that brought him there. I don't know what happened all year long to bring him here at that time. I believe it was a routine. But he was still at the right place at the right time. God told me to tell you that he's positioned you and caused things to happen in your life as it has happened, because he's positioned you and everything that concerns you at this particular dusty place, which you don't like to be in the dust, because you clean like that. You smooth like that. So you don't like dust, but God wants you to experience the dust, because you're in the right place at the right time. You're about to be delivered from this stuff that's plagued you all your life. I said, you're about to be delivered from what has plagued you all your life, and you got to experience the frustration of this dusty spot so God can set you free. Look at verse 39 again. Then those who went before him warned him that he should be quiet. Isn't it amazing how people, they got it going on, but when you're trying to get your stuff right, they're telling you don't disturb the atmosphere. It don't take all of that. You don't have to lift up your hands like that. You don't have to cry out. You don't have to do all that. You don't have to, you're messing up my stuff. You're too loud with that. And a lot of people succumb to the words of the people that are around you, and you haven't really, really settled in and allowed God to get you to that place of desperation so you can just crowd him much the more. This man said, you all don't know what it's like to be blind. I'm tired and sick and tired of being tired. I'm going to cry out even much the more. I dare you right now to take a step back and say, I'm going to cry out even much the more. I'm so tired of 2021 and what came into my life and the stuff that's happening all around me. I'm not going to sit back and allow this moment to pass me by. I'm going to cry out much the more. Son of David, have mercy on me. I'm tired of the devil, this dusty frame, this dusty stuff in my life. I need God to have mercy on me. Say this with me. It's going to take mercy to get me out of this one. That's right. It's going to take mercy. Not just your praise. Not just your praise. It's going to take mercy to get you out of this one.
Have you ever felt abandoned by God? Have you ever opened up to someone about the problems that's on your mind? Is there any area of your life where you feel deserted? Well, let's talk to Jesus about it. He cares. Is a problem or decision weighing you down? Ask Holy Spirit to show you what you should do next. What are your next steps? He knows, and He will give you the instruction. Perhaps you didn't see the suffering coming, but in a moment your world turned upside down and you felt completely alone. If you've ever felt this way, you're not alone, and you're not the only one, for even Jesus said in Mark 15 and 34, my God, why have you forsaken me? Sometimes we feel this way. Sometimes it's real. But I want to encourage you, take it to Jesus. He cares. He can help you with this burden, this issue right now. Take it to Him, and He'll help you with it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your personal copy of today's message, Positioned for the Promise, when you write or email us, use reference number 2112-3109. That's reference number 2112-3109. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Jesus endured the worst kind of suffering humans can endure because He's not just a distant, far off kind of God, totally detached from our struggles, our proclivities, our issues, our trials, and our tribulations. He is Emmanuel. That means He's God with us. He's right here, right now. He's with you now, ready to move, ready to act. In taking the punishment for all of our sins, Jesus made a way for us to have a relationship with the Father. And through Him, through Jesus Christ, and through His sacrifices, we can experience the same closeness with God that He had when He walked on this earth. Take advantage of that, my friends. Say this simple prayer with me. Father, thank you for Jesus. Lord Jesus, I confess you as Lord. Come into my heart. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I repent of all of my sins. Enter into my heart. Live in me, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. My friends, if you pray that prayer, welcome to the family. Send me an email at this address, connect@truthrevealed.org. And until next time, I'll see you on this same station. God bless.
There is joy within your presence here.